Economics, Fruits of Their Labor. Preservationists are working to revive durian orchards in Nonthaburi after last year's floods. A total of 25,000 durian saplings that escaped last year's floods will return to orchards in Nonthaburi province by next month for replanting. The reunion is sponsored by Bring Home Durian Non, a project initiated by the Agriculture Ministry and Nonthaburi Province to preserve and quickly restore the country's most prestigious fruit. The 2011 inundation nearly killed all durian trees in Nonthaburi Province, a place known for growing the finest durians in Thailand. Out of a total of 2,941 rye of orchards, just 43 rye survived the disaster, prompting local growers and authorities to rescue 16 indigenous varieties from flood-hit lands in Bangyai, Bangkruai, and Muang districts and keep them at the Chantaburi Horticultural Research Center to prevent the extinction of the fruit. The strains include Kop Ta Tau, Kop Kan Luang, Kradum Kyo, Tong Yo Chat, and Kop Ta Mei. The center in Chantaburi Province is also home to the Plant Genetic Conservation Project under an initiative of HRH Princess Maha Chakri Sirinthorn, preserving some 500 varieties of durian. Jirakon Kosaisoe, Director General of the Agriculture Department, said the first batch of 7,842 saplings was delivered in June for replanting. The remaining 17,000 will be sent to growers by next month. After securing varieties and developing the saplings, 60 durian growers from Nonthaburi visited the center and learned advanced farming and post-harvest management. Some of the saplings were planted at demonstration farms designed as learning centers for the estimated 900 durian growers of Nonthaburi, said Mr. Jirakon. Fertile soil with ample fertilizer along the Chaopaya River has made fruit grown there taste better, but low supplies have made durians from the area pricey. The supply of durians in the province has been dwindling significantly over the past decade because of urbanization. Several orchards in districts such as Pakret, Bangkruai, and Bangyai were replaced with housing estates. Declining supply after last year's floods was another factor pushing the price of premium Ganyao durians as high as 50,000 baht for 3 to 4 units this year, far higher than the previous season's 10,000 baht for 3 units. Arason Chimnoy, a member of the Nonthaburi Durian Preservation Club, said as a result of the flooding, there were only 200 durians from the province this year, of which 30 were Ganyao. Ganyao has a sweet, dry, and delicate meat with less odor than other varieties. The other types of durian in Nonthaburi are sold for 200 to 250 baht a kilogram, which is still higher than those from Chantaburi and Rayong, where Montong is a popular variety. Mr. Arison said the club has joined the 5-year plan of the Thailand Tobacco Monopoly's Durian Nonthaburi Preservation and Recovery Project, which has given out 8,000 durian saplings to growers. During the floods, the club rescued saplings and developed them in Chumpon Province, Mr. Addison estimates the preservation projects will result in the greater production of durians in the province in the next 7 years. The Office of Agricultural Economics said, despite declining output from Nonthaburi, Thailand's production of durian totaled 580,000 tons last year, of which 202,000 tons were consumed locally. Last year, the country exported 271,498 tons of fresh durians worth 4.6 billion baht. China is the biggest market, accounting for 90% of total shipments.